Welcome everybody. How's this sound?
Great.
Yeah.
That was like a bucket.
Great, welcome. Yeah. I'm Pete Geddes, chair of this motley crew here. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Hearing none. Reminder to the public that this is being recorded. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Well, first of all, is there anything any trustee would like pulled from the consent agenda? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to approve consent agenda is presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Governance policy. Nick and I met a week or so ago. And I think you have the governance policy in front of you, the edited version for our consideration here tonight. And just at a high level, what we tried to do, I think you all know that the governance policy that we inherited was well over a decade old. And we got some really helpful input from Steve White about what governance policies are. And we decided to remake this a board-focused policy rather than an operating-focused policy. So Nick and I really went through this pretty quickly. We had no disagreements on what we were trying to do, and it's for your consideration. We can obviously wordsmith it and improve it if there are some, some wordsmithing issues. But in general, what we did was, as you can see, we eliminated the entire executive limitations. We kept the board process. We shortened and tightened it. Board discussion.
That's very succinct.
I like it.
I looked at it briefly and had just a couple wordsmithing things, but you know where that is? Sitting at my desk at the office. Mm-hmm. But it's not hard to get the board to look at a couple words that don't change meaning but clarify at a later date. Otherwise, I'm okay.
I don't have any problems with it.
Great. So what I'll do is I will send around a clean version with all the strikethroughs gone, and if you just point out what you'd like wordsmith, we will approve at the next board meeting. Does that make sense to everybody? Mm-hmm. Is there any public comment on the governance policy? Okay. Signage for the building.
That's me. I actually don't have all of the input yet. A couple of the people asked for additional information about, door widths and heights and stuff like that. They wanted to make sure that they could meet the specs and that what we spec'd would fit. So I had Chris measure some things. I've sent that information to all four of the bidders. Didn't get the bids back yet. And they were also getting me, I asked about the red lettering instead of stainless steel for some of the buildings, and they were getting back to me on that too, in terms of the, how long it would be expected to last and that sort of thing. So I don't really have any good update. So the next meeting we should have all the bids.
There we go. Board discussion? Sounds like we're in this next meeting.
Holding pattern.
Any public comment on the signage? Okay. Thanks, Lana, for running that down. We're looking forward to get some more info. Sound system. Nick, that sounds like you. You use our sound system.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you gentlemen hear me all right, Jack? Jack's my main beta tetra ray alpha tetra. Barely?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear now?
It's better. Okay. We'll try to. This is your son's microphone. You can hear.
Okay.
Your bucket, though.
It's my bucket.
I thought that was a NASA project right there.
Yeah. So, at the last meeting, we had 17, 18 visitors plus the board and all, and we tested this system out, thanks to Alan borrowing the equipment over there. And I didn't think it was going to be here this week. I thought it might be back. I didn't know. But Anyway, we have a chance to test it again. But the board agreed that we should look into getting a sound system.
It's on the...
Is it this one?
Yeah, last page. Should be the last page.
So with the help of Alan, and I went to three different places, Jericho Studios out of Four Corners, Music Villa, these are both local sound people, and then Alan came up with this unit on the internet, and so I thought, well, that's three particular proposals that we could at least look at and see if they make sense to us. And the idea was to get some idea of cost. The first two are, excuse me, let me say what the system is. It would basically be a system where everybody has a speaker, has a microphone and a microphone stand with an on-off switch. And so the microphone can be quiet except for that person speaking, so we're not doing this bucket thing. And the other thing from our test last weekend is that Lon said it didn't make, it didn't harm the recording. It made, the recording was still good. So the first two I kind of say are local suppliers, although Alan is local and he found this on the internet. It's basically a system that's wireless, which makes some sense for ease of use, but it's $300 for six microphones, or eight microphones. And unless we buy it, there's no real way to test it, and we don't really know what, connected into our system. And I looked at the reviews, it has a 1-year warranty. Some people who are knowledgeable sound people said things like, in a pinch it works all right, but it's not very good quality. Jericho has top of the line mics, and it was about $184 a channel for each, for the system they have. And then Music Villa is $89 a channel, and it would have nine mics where the other one would have eight. And the thing about the Music Villa is that it's two units of six each for a total of 12. So you can have up to 12 mics if you want. So that gives us a permanent mic over here on the podium. And then the staff, Brian and Lana, sitting here would not have to share a mic. They also have so many cords left over from other sales that they didn't choose to charge us for any open wires, but it is a wired system. Now, the question is that a deal breaker or not? I think it's going to be good quality if it's wired. We don't have to worry about the VHF and signals and so on if it's a wireless, and I don't know that there's necessarily a need for wireless per se. You can get a wireless adapter to add to this system. I think that it's $240, a little plug-in deal that you plug in the end of one of your microphones and then plug the other end into one of these channels, so we would have for $200 a movable wireless mic. But as Alan pointed out, do we really want a wired system? Because that means there's wires. And from the unit itself, if we had it on a table back here, and then just have the wire that goes from that table over to the box that we already have over on the bench, or maybe we could run it up overhead around somewhere, I don't know what we might do there. We'd have to, every meeting, run these microphones out, and that would be a little bit more added work. Although I would volunteer that since the secretary is kind of responsible for rooms and facilities and stuff like that, then maybe that would be a ongoing job the secretary would be willing to perform, at least the current one would. So basically, there's the cost of $300, roughly, what is it? We don't know for sure. The other two are local businessmen, one $800 for the one and $1,471 for the other. So that's, I guess that's what I have to say about it. Alan, you may have, from your point of view, you may have some things you want to add to that, or... So, I guess that's my presentation.
Board comments, discussion?
The music field, the one with the two separate mixers, are we able to hook into our sound system with two separate mixers? Because usually there's one out, so, you know, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah, so there's two inputs over there for the amplifier that's existing. So if you had one mixer in each one,
okay,
I'm sure that would probably accommodate that.
Okay.
Board discussion?
What do you want, Nick? Which one do you want?
Well, being... think myself rather thrifty. I would like the $300. That sounds good, but I'm just really afraid of that. And so I think we would get an excellent system with the wiring. And that would have a disadvantage of the wiring. So if I were to choose one, I would go probably. And I dealt with these people, and I think Music Bill is a very guy that I worked with is really like responsible, help us set it up, and so on. So that was probably what I would do.
Well, recognizing that we have Alan Harper here in the audience who has some expertise here. Alan, do you have an opinion on this, on these three proposals? Thoughts, comments?
Well, the $300 one was just like something we just looked up on the internet. It had 8 goose mics. And you'd have on-off switches, so you could turn your mic on and off when you weren't talking. It goes into a little box that you can control additional volumes or your voice input, and that wireless part would go to the amplifier. Now, fairly simple. How good is it? The quality, you know, you got to buy it to try it. Music Villa, I'm sure, you know, they'll stand behind their work no matter what. Good, bad, or indifferent, they'll fix it, make it work. And I don't know anything about the Jericho Studios, but that's probably way professional and gear for that kind of money.
Mr. Chairman, I don't plan on singing.
What?
I don't plan on singing, so...
That was your role, joining this board.
The high-quality one is probably unnecessary.
Walt, vouch for your ability to hit the high registers. Board discussion.
Walt lied.
So sometimes they have something called a snake, where you have, instead of having, you know, so if we have 10 or 12 cords that are ran across here, it's going to look kind of crazy. I don't know what an additional snake would cost, but basically it gives you all the inputs. It's one cord that plugs in. And so I think that something like that may be an improvement to the Music Villa one. Then you plug in one, and then we plug in everything right here. And so then everything is just shorter cords. And so I think that would be an improvement to that setup if we asked how much they would do a snake for. Then you're plugging one into the system, and I think it would look better.
Make it easier, yeah. Less tripping.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about 12 cords, one really long one going way over there, I mean, it's going to look... not the best. So I would probably look at that. Your idea for spending $277 with, you know, remember when we did the thing down and used the cities, and each one of them had the little on and off switch and, you know, wireless. I just wonder how well that works. I mean, for us using it once a month, are we going to get 2 or 3 years out of this, or is it going to be, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to follow up on what Justin's raising. Is there any way that we can test a system like that to determine as to whether or not it would meet our needs in a reasonable fashion? Right? Because I certainly would be all over spending $300. You know, if we can save $500 and use it for something else, I think that's a good idea. But if we can, if there's a way to test it to see if it, and I don't know if there's what the return policy would be, that type of electronic.
And B&H is a really reputable company. I mean, and having 8 of them, you know, if there's one in the middle of him and I mean, we don't need that many. But it's just, I mean, these are just regular little speakers up there, so it's not like we've got a huge PA system right. that we need to amplify.
Is the system at Music Villa something they stock or something that you have to order?
I think, well, they quoted this Denon 312, 12-channel unit. So I think they buy it somewhere. I don't know where it's stock, but they're buying it. And that's the product that they're selling. So I don't know how you... Maybe they're just buying off the internet. I don't know. Maybe we can just buy it directly ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that I know Gino, who's the manager down there, and I could talk to him and see if we could try something out.
A Music Villa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy I'm working with.
Gino?
He indicated to me that he gave me these prices, and so he was willing to go along with this. So I'm assuming he would set it up, and we could say, all right, we want to buy it for the next meeting. Now, whether we do it on a trial basis or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the other one, too, we could order it and send it back. I mean, say it doesn't work, and some of the people in the internet deal said that's what they did. It just never worked for them. Others said it did.
We have that on Amazon.
It is a VHF wireless thing, and it's probably not high-quality stuff. I mean, $300 is not much, but who knows? It might be sufficient, and everybody'd have a microphone.
Alan, you got an opinion on this? No.
It's all, you know, usually the price reflects quality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I would agree. I mean, $300 seems awfully inexpensive, but if it performed, it'd be a great deal. But I suspect that there might be some performance limitations. And I guess I wouldn't be totally opposed if we are going to make a decision to get a system that, you know, $800 wouldn't be outside the realm of what I would expect to pay for something like that. Seems like going to the top of the line. We're not going to be sitting here singing harmony.
Except for Jason.
He's going to be our leader. And it's probably not necessary to go to that extent.
Right.
But it would be interesting to benchmark it in some fashion.
So ships and sold by Amazon for $277, same price with free 2-day shipping. And you could return it, but whether or not we want to try it or spend time on it, it's up to you guys. But
one other thing too, and like Jason was saying, the benefit of a local vendor is if he'll let us test drive something and use it for a meeting.
Right. I wonder if Gino, does he know the space we're talking about? I mean, we're not talking about like...
No, I gave him the specs. I came down here one day and measured things out and gave him kind of the idea of it. So.
Right. I wonder if he'd do a house call. If one of you guys called him up and just said, hey, come on out here and take a look. And
yeah, I know pretty well.
Why don't we do that? Okay. Does that make sense? It's the next step.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Get a benchmark.
All right. Any public comment on the sound system?
Jack, this is where you say what? This is where you say what?
What?
Were you able to hear what they questioned and stuff?
I can hear their voices now. I still miss a lot of it. I think it's probably my degree of loss of hearing. So I don't get everything. Especially this gentleman here is rather low, calm voice like I should have, but he should. His voice was difficult to understand.
Do you hear me well through the speaker?
Well, there's this static. I mean, is he too close to the mic, Alan?
It's designed to be like, you know, clipped to your collar and pick the voice up. But since it's handed around, it's kind of hard to.
Okay.
The sound quality in the back of the room is quite good.
Okay.
Just for listening. Okay. We'll keep looking at this. Thank you, Nick, for looking into it. Thank you, Jason, for volunteering.
So, Jason, you're going to deal with Gino then over this thing, or do you want me to work with you or go with you, or do you want
I'll just go down and see him tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll see if he'd be willing to let us just try it out first.
Yeah. Reader board signs. Who's that one? Is that Nick?
Was assigned to me, but I didn't spend any time on it other than an original talk to talked to some people and they had some thoughts, but the sound system is about all the time I had, plus the other thing was 2 week cold and kind of ate us up in our house, so
sure.
I have to plead non-performance. I hope I don't get too many demerits on that.
All right. We'll just we'll let you bring it back as an agenda item whenever you feel like you've got some information.
All right.
Great. Interaction at the barbecue event. Who's that one? Is that me?
So I think it's all of you. So at the last meeting, the annual meeting, you wanted to at each of our events, district events, you wanted to have some ideas on what to maybe present to the public or have information for the public at the event. So that's why this is on the agenda for the upcoming barbecue. If you want to have some particular information to hand out, or if there are things that you want to make sure you cover with people from an information table, or whatever you want.
Board discussion.
I'll be there around 6:30.
I'll be on vacation, so I will not be there. I think that the idea that Nick and I first discussed, and then we talked about a little bit as a board of making it a more formal, if you will, presence. So showing up with your name tags on, and you know, a booth is not the right way to describe it, but either having a place where you're available to members of the public or just going around and mingling, I don't particularly care, but we thought we have these fixed events all year long, and to have some trustees out there just doing the meet and greet and answering would be fantastic, and we don't all have to be at every single event. So if you're going to be there, Justin, that's fantastic. Other board members, if you'd like to attend, obviously we encourage you to do so. Does everybody have name tags? I think that's important.
I will see if I can get them before, you know, nicely made ones. If I can't get them by then, I will have printed ones
right.
You can stick on.
And I have a highlight shirt in my dresser somewhere. If newer trustees don't have one and want one, maybe we can get those made too. But I'm not asking to wear a particular uniform, but I think a name tag at a minimum would be really nice.
I have a deputy fire chief one.
Mm-hmm. You can have Chief Tenor. Any more discussion?
Only question is, what for the new guy? Do we have anything available to us that is talking points, that is financials, the trifolds, the anything like that that would be useful? Because I've got to get up to speed pretty quick to be able to talk intelligently about it.
I think the financial dashboard might be a great thing to print a bunch of copies.
Okay.
And it's just a dashboard of financial highlights and call numbers and all that kind of stuff. And it's a great place to start from.
Very good.
More board discussion.
Yeah, and I think you can let people know too that some of that information can be found on the website. We can direct, you know, people to the website to make them aware of items, pieces of information that they can find on a regular basis on the website. And then I guess for staff, historically, what have you placed? We do have some boards and stuff that you put up there periodically for different.
Yeah, I mean, we just have some information. At this time, DNRC will be there. Crystal, I can't remember her. It used to be Hagerman. I can't remember her last name now. And I have Marianne Bomberger from the Forest Service will be there with Smokey Bear, and they usually bring all kinds of literature and handouts for wildland fire education.
And that's the primary focus of
yes.
this barbecue, right? Just
yes.
Totally keep that in mind. Yeah.
More board discussion.
Yeah, I think the idea of sort of having a table or a presence so that people can see that we're board of directors, we have our thing. I'm not very good at going around talking to everybody standing up because I don't stand up that long that well. And it's not because of drinking, although I probably should. But the other thing I still think, and what I'd like to suggest, is that our new truck be there and we have our table by the new truck so that we can point to that and point out that this is what, you know, we've developed and it's well designed and so on and so forth, and make things aware of, and then just set it up so it's a question answer thing and just what we know, and maybe we have a sample of our things that we can get on the web, for example, a packet, a consent agenda, so we could say, well, here's what's on the web if you want to know more about things. And just in any way we can reach out and let people know that they're welcome here and so on. So I guess I'd like to see our table be somewhere, somewhere tight, maybe, and if we could use a new truck, there is some impetus for somebody to come by, we can point to that, and then I suspect fire people will be there and they can provide the details of what that involves. So that'd be a suggestion I'd make.
How does staff feel about that?
Oh, we are already going to have a truck. So that's a piece of cake.
Perfect. One thing about the website. Do we have our website on the vehicles? The highlight website? It's just something we might consider doing next time we're picking them up or whatever. Obviously, lots of emergency services providers give that website on the vehicles. So, is there any public comment on the plan for the barbecue, besides eating barbecue? Okay. Thank you all. Jason, fire chief's report.
Oh, can I be there? All right, well, other than kind of the normal stuff that's in my report, I'll say that our spring recruit academy is just about done. I'd say by the end of the month that'll be wrapped up. They finished all their state firefighter one testing, and they just have to do extrication training, and they're done. And we kept our full group throughout, so no attrition. So that was excellent. Rescue 6, our new apparatus, our new rescue pumper is back from Pierce, and everything looks right. It's very exciting. We only had it back a couple days and already has all the equipment on it. It's ready to go. I took it out today and did some pump testing with it. It did really well, so keeping our fingers crossed on that. We've had a couple really significant structure fires since the last meeting. One was off of Elk Lane, which is behind the old bowling alley off of Huffine. I can't remember what that building is now, but oh, it's Northern Lights. The barn is now in the old bowling alley. But and that was a detached three-car garage that caught on fire, and the crews did an excellent job. I think our response time on that one was either 5 or 6 minutes. Will Charlton was on the first in apparatus along with Colin Prado, and they quickly put the fire out, and that was a legit save on that building. Guy was out mowing the lawn with the lawn tractor, parked it in the garage, went inside the house, get drink water, came out, lawn tractor's on fire inside the garage, and just then set the garage on fire. Don't put your hot gas burning tools in the garage until they cool down. Pro tip. Then we had a mutual aid call to Bozeman Fire for a structure fire in the city that was a chicken coop attached to the house that caught on fire, which then caught the house on fire.
Chickens playing with matches?
Urban chickens playing with matches. That doesn't happen in the rural area. Okay. They're bad chickens. Mm-hmm. They were smoking is what they were doing.
Wearing their hats back there.
Yeah. Smoking. Yeah. So our crews did a great job. I think we staffed that with 2 engines and a command vehicle. So great help to them. And then turned around and had another structure fire on a Saturday morning in King Arthur Trailer Court, which was a very close call. That was a family of 5 that was inside that trailer. It happened at 7 o'clock in the morning. Their 10-year-old just happened to get up to go to the bathroom and saw the living room was on fire.
Yikes.
No working smoke detectors in the home. They had to get out through windows. I mean, really, really close calls. Again, our crews That was another 6 minute response time out of Ray Station, and put that fire out. Unfortunately, trailer fires, typically there's no salvaging anything, but did an excellent job on that fire. Unfortunately, two of their dogs did die in the fire from the toxic environment.
We kid did a pretty good job of notifying everybody. That's my understanding, right?
He went right to his parents' room and said, the house was on fire, and they had to go out a window, and then Dad had to go into another window and get two more kids out that window. Jeez. So it was a pretty amazing deal. But again, your firefighters did an excellent job on that fire, and good mutual aid response from our partners. And that worked out very well. I guess I should have told you guys earlier. I apologize. And I may let Lana kind of explain her condition, but Lana has told me that she's moving to Hawaii to take up surfing and may not be able to fulfill her duties as the administrative assistant. So I'll let you say aloha.
Yeah, aloha. No, I let Jason know about probably a month ago that he needed to start looking for a replacement. That had not been my intention when I started, but some personal things have come up that I need to pay attention to and focus on. So, but I did tell Jason I will do my best to help, stick around until we get somebody on board and get them transitioned, and I would be available afterwards as well. As needed. So,
would you like a board representation on that hiring committee, or would you like to do it by yourself?
Yeah, one board member would be excellent.
If there's a board member who would like to do that, just get in touch with Jason.
It's been advertised in the paper. What we did, paper, Craigslist,
and job service, but most of them are coming in through the Chronicle, and they all, the Chronicle also. Puts it out on various online websites, Indeed, and a few other things. So most of the input or applications have come from the Chronicle.
So have we received some applications then?
Yes. I think there's, we have about probably 15 resumes, and a few applications have been filled out, and we're waiting for the rest of the applications to come in. But there's some resumes that look good. And it closed, we're taking applications until the 28th, so another 10 days.
Is there anything else you wanted to do in your chief's report, or is that, is there a board conversation about Lana's replacement? Are we thinking more hours, fewer hours, same hours? What do you think on that?
Well, at this point, we advertise for the same hours, but I think as we're moving forward, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And that may be something that we need to consider and you can get Lana's opinion on it, but there's a lot of work.
Right. My feeling on that is we should be planning for 6 to 12 months from now what the department's workload is. And so I'd be happy to entertain a discussion of the budget implications for moving it from its current status to a more full-time position. Mm-hmm. I don't know how other board members feel about that, but
I don't have any feel for it, other than I know that there's a lot of work. How much work is there, Lana?
Well, I think it could very well be a full-time position, because there are a lot of things that I have not had time to do, such as grants and, really working on the website. And so there's a lot more that could be done. If you are going in that direction, though, I think you need to decide sooner rather than later, because somebody that applies for a part-time position probably doesn't want to work full-time, and vice versa.
More discussion?
Given that we're advertising for her position, I'm suggesting maybe we try to find great candidate for that, and as that person moves in the job, then we can say, yeah, we need to do more or less, and maybe more would be to hire somebody specifically, say, for the web, web or some specific thing, or maybe it needs to be a total integrated position. But when you do a total integrated position, then there's a whole host of things with that, and then that takes a person with a lot of bigger skill set than to using a subcontractor to it. So I would say we stay with the, well, what I really say is the hell with Hawaii, let's keep her here and not let her resign. But.
More board discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'd like to thank Lana for the time that she's been here and for her willingness to help with the transition. It's been great having you around, and it's going to be difficult to find a like personality. So.
Nah, it'll. There's lots of people out there that that will work out just fine.
So, and I guess I would like to concur with Nick. I think we move forward with the position being defined as it currently is stated, and consider, you know, similar to what we've done with the accounting work, is possibly look at outsourcing the web component. It might be more efficient to find somebody who specifically does that type of work and outsource a couple hours a month or whatever it takes to get that accomplished without having somebody have that broad skill set coming into the administrative assistant position. So that'd be my take on it.
For your consideration, it would be interesting to look at even two part-times. And then you're not down if one disappears for a while and somebody can take vacation and not leave a ton of stuff. And that's an option I think the board reserves about offering it full-time to the person that's in temporary or part-time and doesn't want it, or going with a second part-time. It leaves a lot of options open, but there's certainly benefit to both.
Mm-hmm. Any public comment? Okay, so it sounds like we'll see how it goes and just keep reevaluating as we go forward. Great.
You want me to be the board representative?
You put your hand up, Nick.
Well, nobody said yay or nay or gag.
Okay.
Pete told us to call Jason, so
yeah.
We sat here and we're following directions.
Well, if you get in a pinch, Nick, I jump in, so. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing a lot, Nick, so don't feel like you have to take every chore, right?
We're available.
So I'll let you guys figure that out. Trustee activities.
Can we back up 1 second?
Sure.
One question on Rescue 6. What did you find out with regard to warranty? Were we able to get any extensions on warranty? Or,
yeah, so we got an additional year of bumper-to-bumper warranty on it.
Great.
Good call.
Yep.
Okay, trustee activities.
Stop. Please.
What do you want?
Jason, how many bedrooms are in Red Ray?
Three.
What would it take to add bedrooms there?
Well, I think it would be difficult not to add the bedrooms, but to have a tenable living arrangement with a tiny kitchen and tiny living room and more people living there.
And one bathroom.
Yeah. I think that would be the difficult part. There is a basement to it that's a relatively open space that we could put more bedrooms in, but it I could talk more to the guys that currently live there and see what they think. But in the past, when we first had people live there, I did ask the question of would it be okay? I mean, would you guys be okay with having another person living in there? And the feeling I got at that time was they said it would be a little tight. And especially storage. Like, there's one tiny 1950s style one-car garage for all their stuff. And that's what we found here is our biggest issue is stuff. And that's why we kept that building, is that is nothing but resident stuff. Skis and kayaks and motorcycles and all of that jazz. So stuff storage becomes an issue.
Would you like to have an agenda item on the Ray House and possibilities and options? Is that where you're going for a future meeting?
It is, so moved.
Okay, can we just stick that on the next agenda item? You're okay taking a look at all that concern? Great. Okay, are we done with chief's report? Great, trustee activities. Anybody active? Nick, you're active.
Comatose.
Any going on?
I haven't made contact with Bridget Ekstrom to follow up on that, but I will follow up on that, the bond refinancing question that was raised.
Any public comment on trustee activities? Okay, announcements. Anything to announce? Do you guys want to take July off or August?
I do have one announcement. I don't know if everybody received the card, but the announcement for the meeting in this fall came out.
Great Falls, yeah.
Or is it Great or Fairmont? Is it the Fairmont?
One of the two, right. Yeah. The Trustees Association.
Right, Trustees Association. So, yeah, just to throw that in the mix. No decision that has to be made now.
Yep.
Somebody send me a copy of it or something so I can.
Case received that at the department too.
I didn't get anything.
I should have brought the copy.
So if someone wants to send me a copy, then I can distribute it to you.
What about the next meeting? What's your pleasure, guys? We've traditionally taken one of the summer months off. We don't have to, but it doesn't seem like there's anything particularly pressing. So. What's your pleasure?
When will you have to do final budget?
In August, but I have to find out what the date, if it's the latter part of August, or I guess that would be the only consideration.
Mm-hmm. August is that month,
right? The end of August.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been after our meeting.
25th or something.
Right, historically, after the August meeting.
So the third Tuesday in August is the 20th. Should we meet in August and not meet in July? What do you...
And it might be that we could you find out, Lana, when from Justine when the final budget will be due? Because I know we've also altered the August, skipped July, and altered the August date to accommodate getting that final budget in. And I don't foresee that we're going to have any substantive changes in the final budget. I really don't. I mean, do you see anything coming down the pipe? I don't know that that's going to be a long discussion.
So you're thinking we might have just a short August meeting around the budget?
Yeah, unless there are some other things that we need to attend to. But yeah, it seems like it'll be a fairly short meeting.
Right. Any preference on whether or not we skip July, guys? I'm happy to meet. I'm going to be here.
July is fine to skip.
July is fine to skip.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Okay, so we'll skip July and we'll go for, obviously it'll be publicly noticed, but probably looking like the 13th or the 6th or something like that. Walt, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I guess let's see what Lana finds out. And if it's towards the end of August and we can still maintain the third Tuesday, then we'll maintain our regular schedule. So
yeah.
Let's... maybe go based on that, what Lana finds out.
Okay.
And if you could get that information as soon, as, soon as possible,
that'd be great. Morning.
Any public comment on announcements? Okay, hearing no further items, we are adjourned. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.